In this next story, the news is us. NPR's corporate board has forced out its chief executive after a little more than a year in the top job. Ken Stern joined NPR in 1999 as its chief operating officer, was later promoted to CEO. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has more.
Just this week, Ken Stern announced a huge new headquarters scheduled to open in 2012. Stern is the lawyer and numbers cruncher who helped to stabilize NPR after years of rocky finances. John Schwartz is the general manager of Wyoming Public Radio and is the former chairman of NPR's board of directors.
During that time that Ken has been at NPR, in general, the company has been very healthy, and I think that the public has seen and responded to that.
And how? The audience for NPR programs has doubled to 26 million listeners a week, and the network has added shows in domestic and foreign bureaus and has made a big push in digital ventures. But that's aggravated a major tension. NPR member stations rely heavily on shows such as this one to generate donations. But if people can listen through websites or cell phones, why would they stay loyal? Several public radio officials say Stern failed to convince local stations there's a role for them in the digital future, and they say he lacked the light touch and charismatic aura of his predecessor, Kevin Close. Yesterday, Stern was told he was being cut loose. He declined to be interviewed. Board Chairman Dennis Harsiger says the board is seeking a visionary of national stature.
You know, we haven't done a full search for CEO at NPR since 1998, so it's been 10 years. The world has changed enormously in that time, especially the media world.
Harsiger says he'll serve as NPR's interim CEO until a new one is picked. David Folkenflik, NPR News.